Central office staff will have to take one unpaid day off per month between May of this year and June of next year. In a video message to employees, UW System President Ray Cross says the cuts are meant to ensure the administration can continue to help campuses deliver quality education.
To do that, unfortunately, we will have to reduce our current operational and workforce expenses. This is painful. It's very painful, but it's necessary.
In a letter sent to staff, Cross says the furloughs will save the office around $3 million. Specific furlough plans for the state's 13 universities haven't been announced. Overall, projections show they stand to lose $170 million during the spring semester. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.